You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin.
It's Thursday, June 12th. The Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles is issuing a new scam alert for fake messages designed to get people to click on a link that looks like it's from the DMV and then provide personal information or send money. If you receive a text message or email from Oregon DMV requesting payment or personal identifying information, do not respond or click any links. Instead, ignore, delete, and block the message. The Oregon DMV will never threaten or ask for personal information or payment through an unsolicited text, email, or phone call. The department does offer secure online services and sends text or email messages in some instances, but only for transactions that you start yourself. Grants Pass, Oregon, is exploring a new option to address its homelessness crisis, a grant program. As Jane Vaughn reports, the city is still finalizing the details.
Grants Pass has been sued twice in recent years over its treatment of homeless residents and is still under a court injunction. Meanwhile, the city has established a slew of outdoor sites downtown. Now, Grants Pass is considering a grant for an organization to take some of the burden off the city. At a public forum on Monday, City Attorney Stephanie Nuttall said the basic goal is to create a low-barrier managed homeless shelter.
We would want to be able to accommodate couples and or pets and provide assistance for individuals to move to transitional or permanent housing, participate in addiction recovery, mental health services, employment services, all of the things that can hopefully help get them out of their homeless status.
The amount of the grant hasn't been set yet. The City Council will discuss the program again at a meeting next week. I'm Jane Vaughn reporting.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested at least two people in Vancouver, Washington, in the past week, according to advocates. OPB's Eric Newman reports.
One man was arrested after dropping his kids off at Franklin Elementary School, according to Andy Lara, with a Southwest Washington chapter of the League of United Latin American Citizens.
Words were exchanged specifically from ICE enforcement that they cannot detain a gentleman with children in the car, and he was asked specifically if he was going to run if they let him drop off his kids.
Lara says ICE detained the man after he left the campus. A second undocumented man was arrested outside of the Clark County Courthouse on his way to a hearing, according to his lawyer, Lee Coffin. Neither Lara nor Coffin say they know of charges against the men. ICE said it could not provide comment on the arrests without additional identifying information, which the advocates declined to provide. I'm Eric Newman reporting.
The city of Bend has updated its short-term housing code to end an informal agreement with a property management company made 10 years ago. Catherine Steyer Martinez reports.
This year, short-term rental owners will see their annual transportation fee double from $1 to $200 on July 1st. When officials in the Bend Utilities Department pulled data to bill people the correct amounts, they noticed something was off. So they asked the city's licensing program manager why some addresses didn't have a short-term rental license on file. The manager dug deeper and found the reason. The city had an informal agreement with one large property management company, Meredith Lodging. It let them apply for one license to cover over 100 short-term rentals. City leaders reached that deal in 2015, the same year they started regulating short-term rentals. Now, the property management company is no longer able to cover the properties with one license. Individual property owners must get their own. Bend is set to recoup about $40,000 in permit fees annually. Catherine Steyer Martinez, reporting.
A federal judge on Monday blocked President Trump's efforts to shut down diversity and equity programs at all levels of government. The White House still aims to eliminate funding for bringing equity to the greenery that shades city streets. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The city of Renton hit 109 degrees during the Northwest's big heat wave 4 years ago. City officials have been trying to make Renton more resilient ever since. Gabriella Golzarian is the city's urban forester.
We offer cooling centers to the public to escape, but that's not a long-term solution. We definitely need to be planting more trees. We need to be shading the pavement.
But efforts to bring more shade to Washington cities could wither. The federal government has been the biggest funder, but the Trump administration wants to kill funding for urban forestry. State legislators have cut funding, too. State officials say they plan to find creative ways to pay for city trees. Shade can lower street temperatures 15 degrees. I'm John Ryan reporting.
The University of Oregon is facing between $25 to $30 million in budget cuts amidst rising costs and federal uncertainty. KLCC's Rebecca Hansen-White reports.
In a town hall Monday, UO Provost Christopher P. Long said strategies that have worked in the past, such as furloughs, won't be enough to make up for the drop in international and out-of-state enrollment. UO may need to reduce or eliminate some programs.
Everything has to be looked at this point, so we need to be thinking about all possibilities and looking at it holistically.
Long said administrative budgets will be slashed by 4% and academic spending will be reduced by 2.5%. UO will decide those and other cuts over the summer as it looks for ways to downsize. I'm Rebecca Hansen-White reporting.
Southern Oregon University might have to cut programs and up to 35 positions to fill a budget deficit. As Jefferson Public Radio's Jane Vaughn reports, that's because the school will receive less money from the state than expected.
Although Oregon hasn't technically adopted its budget yet, SOU President Rick Bailey says he has a pretty clear picture, a $3.3 million deficit for the upcoming fiscal year. Bailey says the problem is the state doesn't financially support its public universities enough.
It's not complicated. It's just that as a state, we have not prioritized public universities in this state to where we need to. And that has a direct effect on our ability to function without a dramatic increase to tuition. And we're not going to do that.
SOU has suffered a series of financial crises in recent years, at one point facing a projected $13 million deficit. 2 years ago, the university cut almost 82 positions through retirements and voluntary departures. But Bailey says it won't be that easy this time around. I'm Jane Vaughn reporting.
The new proposed Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife budget has passed through the state legislative committees and is now before the state House and Senate. It includes fee step increases for the next 5 years for resident fishing licenses and hunting licenses. The proposed budget also establishes a new $9 ocean endorsement requirement for all ocean fishing, but would not include salmon. That fee would support long-term funding for surveys necessary to preserve and manage species like rockfish. According to ODFW Representative Michelle Dennehy, the youth combo license will remain at $10 to continue to make it easier for families to fish and hunt together. The new ODFW budget would also close two of the department's 33 fish hatcheries, one at North Umpqua River near Roseburg, and also the Salmon River facility at Otis. The ODFW says it plans to move some of its production from the two closing hatcheries to its other remaining facilities. Dennehy says the long-term impact to the ODFW budget under new federal budget reductions remains unclear.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org.